You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app, available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores, fast, friendly, clean.
I've got the 10 ways kids were disciplined in the 1970s. This is for you young Sparkies out there who think you have it hard. You don't.
What about us Mets fans? Do we have it hard?
Number 10. Smoking.
Oh, yeah. If you get caught with a cigarette.
Yep. If you got caught smoking, they would make you smoke until you got sick.
Grandpa did that with my mom, and she didn't even get caught. She just asked about it. She thought it looked cool. She wondered about it. He goes, oh, you know what? We should go do that. They opened up a pack in the backyard, and he's like, we're not leaving until we finish the pack. I'll smoke them with you.
Does that work? I would imagine that might.
It worked until she decided to smoke in college. So not really.
So no, in that instance.
Well, I wonder, because like I smoke cigars, and none of my kids... My son occasionally, but like it's like if you took a 10-year-old and you gave him a nice Cuban, you roll up a Churchill, a double Corona, and was like, hey, suck on this.
If you had to finish it, the kid had to finish it.
Yeah.
I don't think he ever smoked cigars again.
Right?
It's possible.
So is there a method to that madness?
I see the logic.
Same thing. Like if you've tried scotch, like Lagavulin is a scotch I like, and a 10-year-old or a 12-year-old, you take a pull, especially if you tell them, hey, just take a shot of it. I don't think they're ever, and you say all liquor tastes like this. I don't think they're drinking.
God, that's horrible. Who wants to have that again?
Yeah. I think that might. Are we on to something here? Like a diversion sort of program?
Get our kids smoking and drinking young?
Yeah.
I remember that Terry Boyd told me a story once. I was having,
Were you golfing with him?
No, we were, well, I was, yeah. We were at the Sleep Country golf tournament back in the day, back in Sacramento. And we were hanging out, and he said his son, maybe it was his daughter, I think he has a son, got really drunk one night. He was underage, and he showed up hungover the next morning. And Terry took him to a Mexican restaurant and made him do tequila shots until he got sick.
Is that, I don't know
if I got that story right.
I don't know.
And now that
works,
I mentioned his name, I just want to state I may have gotten that wrong, but it was something to that effect.
Well, because if he were underage, would a Mexican restaurant even have let him
take shots?
So maybe he did it at home or something.
Right.
But does that backfire you? And the kid is like, greatest night of my
life. This is awesome.
Tell you what works to get rid of this hangover, more drinking.
Well, there is an element to that, right? Hair of the dog.
Number 9, embarrass them. A form of psychological torture parents would inflict on their misbehaving children was to embarrass them in front of their friends.
Yeah, that's
nothing could be worse than having all your friends know that you wet your bed or you were caught with girly megs.
I don't know about that, but I do know that we still get the parents like driving the kid to school, you know, like in like the like ratty clothes or whatever. Like I think that was still a thing. I used to have this old, it was my dad. It was like the worst brown truck. It was like a Dodge It's like a Dodge Adventurer. Dude, it was such a piece of crap. But I had it out when I lived in La Center, and my daughter was totally mortified if we were to be seen in that. And I used to drive it to pick her up just to kind of...
Yeah, piss her off.
Yeah, piss her off.
Keep her in line.
Yeah. Well, she was like she was like 10 or 12 and would be embarrassed that I would pick her up in that. And you better believe, given the choice, I would always pick her up in that truck.
Number 8, nasty chores. Parents of the 70s could find very inventive ways to instill discipline in their children by making them do really nasty chores. Scrubbing floors with a toothbrush or cleaning the toilets were a common retribution for any variety of misdeeds.
Yeah.
Of course, farm kids had much more nasty, filthy jobs forced on them.
Sure. I'm trying to think, too, like, if any of these applied to me or like, if I did any of those to my kids, I used to make them pick apples. We would have, and we lived on property. If you have a fruit tree and you don't harvest it, it just falls to the ground and they kind of rot and it's really gross. I'd make the kids pick apples, but I'd look out the window and they would just be hucking them at each other. And I thought it was kind of funny.
Cute.
Yeah.
Memories.
Yeah, they would just go outside and wing them. And now they actually laugh about that and they think it was great. But at the time, they hated the rotten apple cleanup.
10 ways kids were disciplined in the 70s. Grounded for a month.
Yeah.
Once they got too big to spank, the next most effective threat of punishment was to be grounded for a month. Modern parents don't usually go to that extreme anymore.
Yeah.
A day or two.
Month's a long time.
That is a long ass time. Yeah. And I remember getting grounded for long periods.
I think the longest I got grounded for was I got grounded for a spring break.
That's rough.
That was a week, but it was a spring break.
Because it kills your social life and everyone else is having fun and you're not. That's rough.
How about holding a match?
What?
If you were caught playing with fire or matches, to instill in their kids the dangers of fire, they would be forced to hold a lit match until it burned their fingers.
Really?
That was in the 70s.
Huh. No, I don't. I got no experience with that. That kind of seems a bit much.
I would imagine today you might get the cops called on you.
Yeah, yeah.
For that?
My dad has stories. Like, because his dad was old school, like he would get beat with the tree switch, cut a switch, which I actually didn't know what that meant, but like you would cut a tree branch, and then you get beaten with it.
Wasn't that what Adrian Peterson was doing?
Yeah. And my dad said it was always like a weird, because if you picked one that was too thick, it hurt really bad,
right?
But if you picked one that was too thin, he would beat you longer with it because he would criticize you for picking a too thin a branch.
Ah, great times.
Right? Like, I imagine, like, my dad being like, what, you pick this girly branch, and then he just whips you harder and longer because of it? It's like a weird... But he said that was the common practice. You had to go pick your own tree branch to get beaten with. That seems barbaric.
Well, in the interest of time... Well, a lot of these are.
Yeah, some of them, but, like, some of them aren't bad, but, like, the match, that's... Jeez.
In the interest of time, we will give you the top 5 ways kids were disciplined in the 70s. Next on The Fan.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab 3 of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
These are the 10 ways kids were disciplined in the 70s. Smoking, embarrassment, nasty chores, grounded for a month, and holding a match until your whole body burned to dust.
Seems a bit extreme.
The top five. Number five, stand in the corner.
I've done the stand in the corner.
Have you?
I made my kids stand in the corner and hug.
Huh.
if they were fighting and were like just, I would make them hug each other and then just go stand in the corner.
If my brother was getting out of control when he was younger, my mom would sometimes just tell him to like stand and face the corner, or she'd send him somewhere obscure like the bathroom or a certain couch in the living room, because she started by sending him to his room, which happens to a lot of parents, but he would like have too much fun in there with his stuff and forget that he was being punished. So
yeah, it's not unlike the timeout, but because the
but there's nothing to do.
Yeah.
Right, but why the why stand facing the corner?
I don't know. It was the idea, because if I would send you to your room, you got Xbox, you got stuff in your room. The corner was just like...
It's a little bit more the dunce shame, you know, wearing the cone and the hat.
The hat that said dunce on it?
Look, I'm just saying...
What a great way to punish someone.
I've cornered. I've done the corner. I don't think I ever got put in the corner, but I've certainly cornered my children.
Nobody puts Suki in a corner.
No. I'm trying to think of like what my... I didn't have a lot of punishment. I think they just let my brother kick the hell out of me. I wonder if that was like their strategy. They just let my older brother and his friends just beat me. And if that was like, hey, let's just do that. They kind of outsourced the discipline.
That can work.
Yeah.
I got my ass kicked by my brother and his friends.
You just leave the house for a while, and like what happens, and you come home with like a black eye and a lump on your head, and you're like, I don't know.
Builds character.
Something.
Number four, slap hands. It used to be pretty easy for a parent to let a child know what not to touch with a quick slap to the back of their hand. Now this would also be considered corporal punishment and is frowned upon.
The hand slap?
Yeah.
Hmm.
That's not too bad, but they used to... They used to do it with, like,
The ruler.
The ruler.
Right? I always think about, like, the nuns.
Yeah.
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 Yeah. I was a forehead flicker. That was one.
You'd flick your kids in the forehead?
Yeah. Like, if they were...
Why?
If they were doing something and it was, like, one of those, like, knock it off sort of things, like, one of them's, like, got the other one, like, pinned down, and then you're like, hey, knock it off. I'd go over and I'd give them a quick... like flick to the bridge of the nose or whatever, like on the tip. And it was enough to kind of like snap, like, hey.
My brother and I got spanked, not a lot, but on occasion. And the hand slap was the halfway house to the spank. If we did something that was bad, but not spanking bad, we'd have to put out our hand and our mom would give us a whack.
Oh, yeah. I think my mom had a potato masher that she would smack you with occasionally.
Ooh, that sounds rough.
Yeah. Or not the potato, what's the, like, yeah.
Like the tenderizer?
Yeah, the tenderizer.
Jeez.
You get it.
God.
Well, dude, she was like a chubby Swedish lady. It's not like it was like, I was a fat kid. It's not like a tenderizer to my fat ass was going to do much, but my mom would like, and then you had to pretend that it was bad. You're like, oh no. And then you'd walk away and be like, that was nothing.
That was the key, pretending it hurt and was bad. Because otherwise, I made the mistake early on to be like, that one didn't hurt. And then it's like, okay, let me try
don't
again.
Say that,
yeah,
dude.
It's real. You learn real quick not
exactly.
to do that.
You play it up. You play it up.
10 ways kids were disciplined in the 70s. Number three, washing your mouth out with soap.
Yeah, I've never seen this. I've never heard of it. That's the Christmas story sort of thing. I don't know a single person
thing.
You? Any experience?
Not in our house, but yes, I have friends. I grew up with friends who got this punishment. Huh. Yeah, it was a thing.
Interesting. Yeah, I have never... That's a new one. I mean, that was... I always thought that was more like an urban legend.
No. Oh, God, no.
Yeah?
No, it's a thing that happened.
It's definitely a thing. If you lied, swore, or said anything dirty, mm-hmm. you would get your mouth washed out with soap. Mm. This form of discipline would probably be considered barbaric today. Mm. Maybe if you need a study or two on that, but
yeah,
I bet you it was effective.
Yeah, although I just don't know,
because
I'm just not convinced that any of these things actually work at long term. I really don't.
Something tells me that would work, because That would, it would just suck.
Any of this stuff happens to you one time, you probably don't want it to happen again.
Yeah.
And so it's like, it goes way over the top. It's leading with the big punishment. So
and
you
I think
scale
the soap would linger in your mouth. Like
you'd hate that.
So this guy says, I was the customer in my family and he got the bar of soap. So to you, good sir on the text program, did you stop cursing? Because to me, I would just not curse in front of my mom, but that, it wouldn't
yeah,
stop me from
it.
Cursing.
Yeah.
Like,
well, you don't know. You didn't get your mouth washed out with soap.
That's true. I feel like the moment I was out of the room, I'd call my mom a bitch. I think that would be like, you don't.
Whoa.
Yeah, it's like,
whoa.
Like, you get your, you, I told you, you dumb bitch.
Oh, my God.
You think, stupid bitch.
You think the mouth, I wonder if any of those, like, getting my ass kicked didn't stop me from doing anything. It just made me not want to get my ass kicked.
She's a grade A bitch.
You know? I wonder if any of those punishments actually work or if they just make the person giving the punishment feel any better. Like, if I could go back, I wouldn't do any of those things to my kids because I don't think they did anything.
You freaking bitch.
But at the time, like, you're as a parent, you don't know what to do. Like, they're not listening to you. It's like, you got to try something.
I think that's a big part
yeah,
of it.
Like, oh.
Like, you know what? You're going to listen to me now.
Yeah.
Shove this in your mouth. I mean, you'd have to sit there with like a bar of soap in your mouth.
Dude, that sounds terrible.
Exactly.
From the YouTube over here, female weighing in, saying owie while getting your hair done got you immediately whacked with the hairbrush. We just had to deal with the pain of getting your hair done. That was the 80s for women.
Yeah. I didn't know that.
Yeah. I've heard of that.
I didn't know that.
Yeah, because like if you have curly hair and you had to brush it out, you're like, quit complaining. You're like, it hurts. Shut up.
They just whack you with the brush.
God.
God.
You have this little tiny human being that in no way can fight back and you're just like, shut up. Dang it.
Man.
Good Lord. Beauty is sacrifice. Deal with it.
Someone said it worked for a short time. That was, I'm guessing that was the cursor.
Same guy. And number two, the top two ways kids were disciplined in the 70s. No supper. Another typical punishment that is rarely practiced today is getting sent to your room without any supper. Did you guys call it supper?
No, we didn't call it supper.
We did in the Midwest.
Yeah,
that's
Midwest.
A Midwest thing.
Yeah.
My dad still calls it supper.
Did you call lunch dinner? Because wasn't that the thing before? Like in the old days,
no.
Like dinner was
lunch was lunch.
Lunch. Okay. So there just was no dinner?
Yeah, dinner wasn't a thing. We called it supper.
Mm.
Come on, get you some supper.
Yeah, I do remember. We were a bunch of fat people in my family, so no one went without food. There's no way my mom could handle it. My mom's love language was food. So even if my dad said, like, if you were going to skip, like, supper, my mom would buy you McDonald's and sneak it into your room. There's just no way we were not getting fed.
This says, hunger is a powerful motivator, so this was also a pretty effective form of discipline. Not only were you denied nourishment, you also were secluded from the rest of the family as they enjoyed their evening meal and TV shows.
Yeah. I once tried to do the you're going to sit there until you eat, you know,
finish
whatever.
It, yeah.
Dude, my
I got
son,
that.
My son can outweigh me, and then he realized that I was like, whatever, get out of here. He didn't care.
I've heard of kids doing that, like, fine, I'll sleep at the dinner table. I don't care.
Yeah, that's just not an effective one.
Iserman can outweigh any punishment.
Well, because to them, they're like, fine, I'll just sit here. I don't want to eat that, so I'm just going to sit. What are you going to do about it?
He broke me. I tried it like maybe twice, and I was like, I can't defeat him.
It's not like kids have somewhere to go
yeah.
or somewhere to be.
Exactly.
They're just like, all right.
Yeah, whatever. I'll be here.
And number one is spanking, a common form of discipline that has been all but eliminated today. Now known as corporal punishment, hitting a child in any way has been outlawed in 24 countries worldwide. This says, my parents never spared the rod to spoil the child, and our biggest fear was to get the paddle instead of the hand. And I have to say, it was effective without leaving any visible permanent scars.
Yeah.
Yeah, the paddle. Did you ever get the paddle?
No, we never had the paddle.
I got the paddle.
Never had the paddle.
I got the paddle in school.
Yeah, that was I've heard of that.
My principal.
No, never had any of those.
Paddled me.
I've never struck my kids, but I have spanked them. And honestly, if I could go back, I certainly would not spank them. That is one of those things that I regret. I wish I hadn't. Because again, I feel like that is merely a inability of young me to better come up with something.
Yeah, exactly.
It's
a cop out.
Yeah, it's a cop out. And it is one of those things that I have, believe it or not, I've apologized to every one of my kids that I have spanked. And I've just been like, I was doing the best I could with what I had. And if I could go back, wouldn't do it. I know some people like swear by it. They're like, no, I needed a beating or whatever. And I disagree. It's definitely one of those things that you can't take it back. You just, you know, you, hopefully it doesn't scar your kids. And there's nothing wrong with telling your kids that you're sorry. That's one of those other things I try to tell my kids is like,
what if you're not sorry?
Well, you probably should be. Like these parents that think that they're like infallible or that they have it all. I have told my kids a million times, I didn't know what the hell I was doing. I was freestyling a lot of that. And for many years, I had to do it by myself. And I'm like, and that's all I've learned to say that. I did the best I could. I'm sorry in any of the ways that I fell short, but everything I did was out of love, and hopefully that's good enough. And I have a great relationship with my kids, but yeah, man, I look back at like the parent I was at like 25, 26, and I'm like, that's not the best. But what the hell do you know at 25?
Yeah, you just do, yeah, exactly.
Right?
There's no handbook, man.
No, there is not.
Well, actually, I think there is by now, yeah, probably.
Yeah, lots of them.
Yeah.
Lots of them. All right, and those are the 10 ways kids were disciplined in the 70s.
Is that how many kinks and mommy issues did that create? Odd.
Oh, dear.
Yeah.
All right. I have another list. I don't know if we'll have time. Can I talk about Miley Cyrus?
Yeah. We are, by the way, we're getting a lot of people that got their mouth washed out. There's a bunch of them.
Yeah, it was a real thing.
Boy. No idea.
Try it.
like a pun, like a fantasy football punishment. Like if you lose your fantasy league, you have to like watch. That would be a good one. You have to watch an entire NFL game, and instead of eating and drinking, you just have to have a bar of soap in your mouth
for 4 hours.
4 hours of just a
that would be terrible.
Bar of dial. I'll tell you what, you won't want to finish last in your fantasy league,
that's
will
true.
You?
That's true.
Maybe a quarter, right? Maybe we cut down on that.
All right. Could you? Next, here's Buck.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit DollarShaveClub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
When New Yorkers buy a place with StreetEasy, they have the local expertise they need to stay in the city. When they buy outside the city, they have regrets.
The only way to fix this place would be to move it back to Brooklyn.
When it's time to buy, let StreetEasy connect you with the agent you need to never leave. Go to StreetEasy.com to learn more. StreetEasy is an assumed name of Zillow, Inc., which has licenses in all 50 states.